Grace and peace be unto you from God, who is our Father and our Mother, and from Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. I don't know if you noticed, but there is a lot of running in this gospel text today. First, there is Mary Magdalene, who's rushing to the tomb because Jesus was crucified on a Friday, and then Saturday was the Sabbath, and it was a holy one, so they were not able to do any work. So Mary had to wait the whole day until she was able then to go and perfume the body of Jesus and do what she wanted to do. And so she was rushing to the tomb. And then when she gets there, she finds that there is no body. And so then she runs away and she goes back to where the disciples were, particularly Peter and the one that Jesus loved. Maybe that was John. We don't really know who that was. And then when they hear what Mary had to say, what do? They run back to the tomb. And it's a very interesting scene because as they're running, they're not just running, they're racing each other. You see, that's a little symbolism of the competition among the disciples. Even the disciples were human. And so they want to know who's more important, Peter or John. And so they're racing to the tomb. And then one arrives first, but does not go inside. The other one arrives next, but then goes inside. And then after that one, the other one goes inside. And then both of them leave, probably rushing, running in the same way that they came. But Mary stayed. And then, when there was no more running, when there was no more rushing, when there was only stillness, that's when the action really began. As Mary sits there weeping, angels come to her. And after the angels, the Lord himself appears to her. And then, with her tears, she looks, but she does not see what she looks. She does not recognize the Lord. Until he calls her by name, until he says, Mary. And then she recognized the Lord. Today we're going to be having a baptism. And we believe that that is what happens in the waters of baptism. When we are baptized, the Lord calls us by name. Today, the Lord will call Danny. We'll call Eduardo Daniel Conde. And then he will recognize his Lord in his heart. The Lord has called us in our baptism by name so that we can recognize him as our teacher, as our Lord, as our Savior. And then Jesus says something interesting to Mary. He says to her, don't hold on to me. Don't hold on to me. Interesante que María está llorando junto a la tumba de Jesús y entre lágrimas se le aparece el Señor y la llama por nombre. Él ya lo reconoce. Y enseguida, ¿qué le dice el Señor a María? Le dice, suéltame. No sabemos si es que María lo estaba agarrando, abrazándolo, y no lo quería dejar ir. Pero en el Evangelio de Juan las cosas siempre son más complicadas de lo que parece. A Juan le encanta el simbolismo. Entonces, cuando Juan dice que Jesús le dice a María, suéltame, déjame ir, hay algo más profundo acá. Le está diciendo que para poder recibir el nuevo Cristo resucitado, tiene que dejar ir lo que ella recordaba del antiguo. Para poder recibir el futuro que Dios tiene para nosotros, tenemos que soltar el pasado que estamos agarrando. We hear that Jesus says to Mary, let go of me. And at first we might imagine that maybe Mary is so excited to see the Lord alive that she is hugging him or that she is holding on to him. But the gospel, according to John, is very rich in symbolism. And things never mean just what they mean. There's always layers and layers of meaning. And so I can see John having Jesus said, let go of me, to convey a deeper message. And the deeper message is that as long as she is holding on to the Jesus that she knew, as long as she's holding on to the pain of what she had just witnessed in the cross, as long as she's holding on to her grief and to her despair, she will not be able to receive the new creation that God is bringing about for her. She will not be able to receive the living Christ. Maybe she will only have the memory of the Christ that she had known, but not the living Christ that is in front of her. There's a story about this. I am into a story from the Buddha, from Siddhartha Gautama. It's a tragic story, but I think it's a really good one for this gospel. Let me say it in Spanish first. Hay una historia que les quiero contar. Es una historia que voy a tomar prestada del Buda. Es una historia trágica, pero muy hermosa, si entendemos el significado que trae para nosotros. Es la historia de un hombre que tenía a su familia en un village. ¿Cómo se llama village? En un campo. El hombre se fue a la ciudad a hacer unos trámites y vinieron unos bandidos y quemaron su casa. Cuando él regresa a su casa, lo ve todo quemado, incluso cuerpos tan quemados que no los podía reconocer. El hombre quedó devastado, quedó destruido. Se mudó a otro lugar, a otro país, y ahí estuvo viviendo muchos años. Lo que él no sabía era que su hijo había logrado escapar del ataque de los bandidos. Y un día, después de muchos años, el hijo llegó y lo encontró y tocó a la puerta. Y en eso el hombre entró, el hombre abrió la puerta y cuando vio a su hijo. So the story is of a man during the times of the Buddha who had a lovely family. And he was away in the marketplace doing shopping or whatever he was doing when all of a sudden bandits came. And they burned down his village, including his house. So when he came back, all he saw were the ashes and the charred bodies. And so he grieved deeply, and then he moved to another village. And many years passed by. And then according to the story, one day he did not know that his son had actually survived, that his son has actually been able to escape the attack of the bandits. And so one day the son came, knocking on the door. And then he opened the door. But when he saw the son, he did not recognize him. And the son said, "It's me, father. It's me. I escaped." But he was so attached to his grief and to his pain that he thought that this was somebody mocking him. And he just kicked him away. And he was never able to receive his son. You see, he was holding on so tightly to the past. He was holding on so tightly to what had happened to him that he was not able to be open to the blessing that was in front of him. He was not able to be open to a new interpretation of the past that was healing, that was redemptive. That is the danger that we have, that we, like Mary, will hold on so tightly to the past that we will not let go and open our hands so that we can receive the blessing of the new. Cuando el hombre abrió la puerta y vio a la persona, no lo reconoció. No lo reconoció y la persona le dijo, "Papá, soy yo, soy tu hijo. Yo logré escapar del ataque de los bandidos." Pero él se creyó que se estaba burlando de él, que era una persona nada más burlándose, y le cerró la puerta en la cara y nunca lo volvió a recibir. Ustedes ven, porque estaba tan aferrado al dolor de lo que le había pasado, estaba tan aferrado a lo que él creía que había ocurrido, que no se podía abrir a la bendición que Dios le estaba enviando en ese momento. ¿Verdad que nosotros hacemos lo mismo? ¿Nos aferramos a lo que nos pasó? ¿O nos aferramos a la culpa de lo que hicimos? ¿O nos aferramos a lo que nos hicieron a nosotros? De tal forma que no dejamos ir. Y es peor. Es peor porque a veces pensamos que lo hemos logrado hacer, que sí lo hemos dejado ir, y empezamos a soñar un futuro nuevo. Y lo que no nos damos cuenta es que el futuro nuevo que estamos soñando realmente es una mala copia del pasado. Yo lo que quiero es regresar a mi memoria de la infancia feliz que tuve. Yo lo que quiero es regresar al matrimonio anterior que tenía cuando era feliz. Ven, me creo que estoy caminando para el frente, pero en realidad voy para atrás. El Evangelio para hoy nos reta a realmente soltar nuestras expectativas, a realmente soltar nuestro dolor, a realmente soltar nuestra imagen que tenemos del futuro incluso, y abrirnos completamente para que el Cristo resucitado se presente y nos sorprenda con algo verdaderamente nuevo, con algo más allá de lo que podemos imaginarnos. Sometimes when we are thinking about the future, we have an image of the future that is not really the future either. It's really we are holding on to the past and we are projecting the past into the future so that we think that we're moving forward, but we're really wanting to go back to our happy memory of that happy childhood. Of course, memory is interesting because it only remembers the happy things, right? Or we are trying to go back to that prior marriage that we had, or we are trying to go back to that first job that we had, and we deceive ourselves thinking that we are really moving into the future when we are just going back to the past. The challenge that the gospel for today makes to us is that we need to truly let go. That's the ultimate act of faith. We need to let go of our expectations. We need to let go of our past. We need to let go of our pain. We need to let go even of the image that we have carved ourselves for the future. Even of Jesus, we need to let go, so that we can open ourselves to the new thing that God is about to make in your life. So that is the challenge of this Easter Sunday, that we let go, and so that rather than we holding on to Christ, we may be held by Christ and push into the future that he has for us. Amen.